Well, I do ask an interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of the Lord. Lord had given me a message some time ago. I had not preached it on the subject of commitment, diligence, and duty. And I've been through a few different camp meetings, and the Lord did not give the opportunity and did not leave for that to be preached. And last night we got a text from another congregation saying, "Are you live streaming today?" And I had not necessarily planned to. And I guess it would go along with the message to say, I didn't feel like it. However, when the question was asked, I felt like and felt led by the Lord that we needed to have our regular service this morning. Although some of our congregations are not meeting together due to some sickness, and Monarch was brought to, as I mentioned earlier, it was shut down a few services early and felt maybe a little abrupt to people, but I believe it was the better part of wisdom for us as a people to do it this way. But we still want to worship. And I'm also aware of the fact that after Monarch, sometimes there can be kind of a letdown. Maybe some of you weren't able to go to Monarch, but for those of you that were after Monarch, there's those after Monarch blues a little bit. And the devil can end up kind of just zapping you of your energy and enthusiasm. Maybe emotions were running a little bit high, and then you come back home and it's kind of like back to life. So I trust the Lord will use the message this morning and encourage everyone and help us each one to receive a blessing to our soul. I'd like to begin in the book of Luke in the second chapter, in the 25th verse, said, "Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said." And the story goes on, but what I want us to understand is this, that Simeon was in the temple serving God, faithfully, consistently, diligently doing his duty. If someone came along and said, "Where's Simeon?" the answer was, "He's in the temple. He's doing what he's been doing for years." And the thing that's interesting about this was in the time that is known as the 400 silent years. It had been 400 years since there had been a major movement of God. There had been no major prophets. There had been no major reformation. There had been no real spectacular events of God working among his people. It didn't mean that God wasn't there, but these people, Simeon here, was still faithfully serving God in the mundane. He was serving God when there wasn't anything spectacular going on. Monarch is over. No big reformation, no big, maybe this big move of the Spirit, real healings, a lot of inspirational things going on. And yet there was a man that was diligent and consistently committed to the work of the Lord. Moving down to verse 37, it says, it was speaking about Anna, who was a prophetess. And it said, "She was a widow about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day." 400 years of silence, so to speak. And yet we find there was a man and there was a woman, as well as some others, who were committed to the cause of God. And I want to encourage each one of you this morning to be a committed people. You young people, you older ones, you children, let's stay committed to the cause of God. Monarch is over. You're going to go back to work tomorrow. Some of you are going to be starting school real soon. You're going to go back to life. You're going to go back home, brothers and sisters and husbands and wives. Let's stay committed to the cause of God, even when maybe emotions are a little bit low, or maybe when life gets a little bit difficult, when people say, "Well, where's brother so-and-so, or where's sister so-and-so, where are they at?" They're serving the Lord. They're committed. To be committed means dedicated and loyal to a cause, activity, or a job, wholeheartedly dedicated. Now, there is symbolism and analogy in the Bible of our relationship with God with marriage. Now, remember what Jesus said when he was asked about marriage? He said, "What God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." That means don't let a husband or wife separate their own marriage. I know when in situations of infidelity and abuse, sometimes they can't maybe be living together, although that marriage is still recognized by God. But commitment is what God ordained marriage to be. So when people talk about marriage, we're talking about this is a committed relationship. Regardless of what happens, you are to be dedicated, you are to be loyal, you are to not live on emotion. Wake up one day and say, you know, I just don't really feel this anymore. Do you know that in the world, there's such a great lack of commitment? If I don't feel like going to work, I'm not going to work today. If I don't feel like maybe that things are getting a little bit stale in the marriage, or maybe you're going through a little dry spot, maybe emotions aren't running real high, I think I'll just go somewhere else. I think I'll do something else. Many marriages today, it seems like that people are willing to stay together as long as everything is just working out for me. But the moment that I don't feel fulfilled, the moment I think, well, I might be happier by myself, they're walking away from each other. Marriage is a committed relationship. It means on the highs and on the lows and everything in between that we are dedicated one to another. That's the way it's to be in our relationship with God. It's not about emotion. It's about diligence and faithfulness. I think it's very interesting that people today in our world that don't want to make a commitment to marriage, and they say, we'll live together. You realize people that live together before marriage are more likely to divorce if they do get married? It's because there's a lack of commitment. It's like, let's live together and try it out and see if this works. They are more prone to get a divorce than people who will come together and get married and then stay together as God ordained it. We live in a world where there's a lack of commitment. And the unfortunate reality is that in people's service to God, there's also a lack of commitment. Let's be like Simeon and like Anna. After 400 years, and I hope there's not, none of us are going to live that long. But in the times of silence, in the times where things maybe aren't just a lot going on, that we're going to be found faithful. Doesn't matter who's looking. If you go to work or you go to school and the saints aren't there, that you will be still committed and faithful to your walk with God, that people can look on and say they're committed to their experience with the Lord. One of the things that brings a lot of danger and a lot of instability in a marriage is when commitment is questioned. If there's a problem, a misunderstanding, frustration, and a husband or wife says, well, I'm just not sure what I'm going to do, and I don't know if I'm going to stay. The commitment to a marriage should never be called into question. If my wife has a problem, we have a problem. If I have a problem, we have a problem. In other words, we're joined together. And if one of us is struggling, we'll struggle together, but we're committed to the relationship. That's what makes good marriages. That's what makes godly relationships. That's what brings a husband and wife closer together. But the commitment should never be questioned. I want to encourage all of you that are serving the Lord this morning, don't question your commitment. If you're tired of fighting the enemy and you're struggling and it seems like you're going through a difficult battle, don't ever even say, well, should I just give up the Lord? Keep fighting. Keep working, and the Lord will bring you through if you're in a difficult spot. But stay committed to your relationship with God. A good marriage requires diligence. Now, diligence means paying attention to the details. Well, marriage is a lot more than dinner dates. It's a lot more than being on the beach and hearing the crashing of the waves and staring into each other's eyes. And it's more than It's more than those things. It's about paying bills. It's about cleaning the house. It's about raising the children. It's about doing the dishes. It's about misunderstandings. It's about being sick sometimes. It's about, yes, some frustrations. It's also about forgiveness. And it's about grace. And it's about duties of loving one another and honoring one another and respecting one another. It's about hard work. But diligence is what makes a fulfilling marriage. And that's what's going to work in our relationship with God as well. It's about stick-to-itiveness, not ever calling into question the commitment. And we sing a song in our book, The Bondage of Love. It's like, how's that work? Bondage and love? Because love is about free choice. Yes. But like in marriage and our vows, it's like we said, forsaking all others. Our walk with God is the same. Lord, I choose you above the world. Amen. I choose your way above my own way. So if we start struggling, I'm not going to question my commitment, but I'm going to seek to say, you know what? I choose this and I'm bound to that. That's the bondage of love. But that's what brings true joy in marriage and true joy in our relationship with God. So marriage is not without duties. It's not without responsibilities. Brother C.E. Orr said, and it's been a while since I've read it, he said 90 to 95% of what I do for the Lord is done out of duty. Now, that does not mean it's exempt of love, but it means that in our service to the Lord, there are some obligations that we have, and there are responsibilities that we have. And I want to encourage us in the Lord this morning, let's be faithful to our responsibilities. It's a lack of diligence that causes, well, let's just look at it like Solomon said. He said, I went by the field of the slothful. And he said, the wall was broken down, nettles and thorns, they'd grown up in the field. And he said, he looked on it and he said, I took understanding. I took knowledge of what was going on. He said, a little slumber and a little sleep and a little folding of the hands. He said, so shall thy poverty come. It was because there was a lack of commitment. It was a lack of diligence. The wall's getting broken down. The animals are coming in. The weeds are growing up. And someone wasn't committed to do their duty. It's not a pleasant thing to go weed, but if you want a good harvest, you're going to have to weed. You're going to have to get rid of the things that don't belong in the field. It's that way of marriage. If there's a wall, now this is the opposite side of the spiritual. We want some spiritual walls up. But if there's something, a barrier in a marriage, and you just let it go, you're going to start having problems. If you let little weeds start growing up, misunderstandings, frustrations, and you're not diligent to take care of them, it's going to cause a rift in the relationship. In our walk with God, it's the same way. Let's not be slothful. Amen. Recently, our family we were traveling somewhere, and we were going through a particular part of the country, and we pulled up to get fuel in the vehicle, and what we saw should have been a warning to keep going on down the road. But we pulled up, and at the fuel station, literally the trash cans were overflowing. They weren't just full. The trash was piled on top of all of the trash cans. It didn't look like a real good place to stop. But we went ahead and stopped, and the family went in to use the restroom. They came back out immediately. It's like there's no supplies in the restroom. And so one of the family members went up to the clerk in the store and said, there's no supplies, and explained very nicely, and the restroom was out of all supplies. The clerk didn't care. They didn't care. You know, it's tough. Too bad, in other words. Do you know that's indicative of a lot of people's mentality in our society? They don't care. They're not being diligent. Someone wasn't committed to seeing that business be a success. And they weren't being diligent to their duty. Empty the trash and you'll want people to come. Keep supplies on the shelf and people will feel welcome to come. But through time, they're going to start losing businesses. Losing business. You know, in the work of the Lord, there is a great need for people to be diligent in their walk with God, and in the responsibilities God has given. To ministers, I'm going to address this in a few minutes, but ministers, Sunday school teachers, song leaders, for all of us, let's not be the slothful ones, but let's be faithful and committed and diligent serving the Lord. If we're not committed to serving the Lord, we're not going to make it. Because we're going to start letting little things go, and the enemy is going to start bringing things in our life, and through time, we're going to lose that connection with God. In the book of Joshua, in the 22nd chapter, he said, "Take diligent heed that you do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways, and keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Be diligent." Diligent means, again, being careful in the little things. Have you been challenged in the last week? Those of you that went to Monarch, have you been challenged? Did the Lord reveal something to you, a place that he wanted you to make some adjustments in your life, and you were enthused, and you got close to God, and I'm going to fulfill my responsibility, and I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. But maybe on your drive home last night or today, or it might be next week, and life is going on, the emotion's gone, it's like, oh, the temptation's going to be to fall back into the place you were. I want to encourage you to be diligent. Watch the little things. And let's move forward in our experience with God this morning. Being diligent and faithful and consistency. We're living in a time where there is too much casualness in our walk with God. And people aren't devoted. They're not single-minded anymore. Well, I'll do it if I... What about going to services? And I know today a number of our congregations are closed. But we're here. If you're listening right now, God bless you. I want to get my portion from the Word of God. But we're living in a time, there's such a lack of diligence. It's like, well, if I feel like it, I'll go to service today. What does feeling have to do with it? I really didn't feel like preaching this morning. However, I had a duty. And you know what? I would rather be doing this than anything else. In the flesh, I didn't. But do you realize that in my spirit, there's nothing else I would rather be doing than what God wants me to do. It's the same thing for you this morning. We don't always feel like emptying the trash. We don't always feel like doing the dishes. We don't always feel like going to work. Children, you don't always feel like doing your schoolwork. But when you do it, there's such a sense of satisfaction and well-being and contentment, and I did what I was supposed to do, and it feels good. It feels good to be responsible. Amen. And I want to encourage us, let's have that walk, that mentality in our walk with God this morning. I don't always feel like doing what the Lord wants me to do, but I found even in the places that it cut across the flesh, there was something quite a while back the Lord wanted me to make a change in my life and something, and I really didn't want to do it. But I did it. And do you know when the devil has tried to tempt me to fall back into a rut? I remembered how the Lord talked to me. And do you know this morning it just feels there's a sense of security in knowing that I'm being committed to what the Lord showed me. And that's challenged. Your commitments are going to be challenged by the enemy. But I want to encourage you all, let's keep faithful. Let's stay faithful to the Lord. Let's be pilgrims and strangers. Let's not let the world creep in, but let's be committed. Do you remember, and we won't turn and read to it, you can find it in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 5. When David was building the temple, and he had gathered the supplies, the stones and the timbers and all of the things that needed to be used for the building of the temple. And what he said is, I brought everything in, and he said, who is willing to consecrate their service to the Lord? Is there anybody this morning that's willing to consecrate their service? Because there's a difference in working for the Lord and in consecrating your service to the Lord. Let me give an example this way. If I were to say, outside, we came across a lady in the street, and she loves God, and she seems to be sincere. She was kicked out of her home. She had two children with her, two precious, beautiful little children, and she's on the street, and she needs some help. Is there anybody that can send some funds to help this lady? She needs a place to stay. She hasn't eaten for a couple of days, and we're trying to raise funds to help this lady. Do you know, I believe this morning that there would be enough people that would be moved by that story that we would all say, I'm willing to pull out my billfold and help this lady out. Sure. Because we're moved by emotion. But what about when our emotions are not moved? What about when the light bill needs to be paid at the chapel? What about when there's expenses that need to be paid? What about the missionary and the evangelist that we haven't heard from for a while? I had a brother this morning, and I was really moved by it. He texts me, and he said, "What's your address?" Now, I don't know exactly the reason why, but I think I know. Because the same brother came to me at Monarch, and he handed me an offering, and he said, "You know what, pastors need to eat too during Monarch." I want to challenge the congregations. If you're listening this morning, don't forget your pastors. Don't forget, say, well, they were on a vacation, or they were on a trip, or they were at a meeting somewhere. They still do have bills to pay. And it seems like a lot of people don't remember that. This brother, I appreciate it so much because he was committed. It wasn't just when it was in front of him. It wasn't just when he was moved by an emotional story. The light bills need to be paid. There's a minister that needs to be supported. There's a pastor. There's an evangelist that hasn't been wired to hold a meeting for a while. Maybe things have been shut down. Have we been supporting the evangelists like we should have that haven't been able to hold meetings? Do you see, commitment means I'm not just going to do it when I'm stirred. I'm going to do it regularly. Where's Simeon? He's in the temple. Where's Anna? She's fasting and praying. Are there people this morning that are saying, I will consecrate my service? Do you know there's a great need for Sunday school teachers that are committed? Amen. Song leaders? Here's an illustration here. Someone said, I'd like to lead the singing. Do you know the songs? Do you know how to lead a congregation? If I'm going to lead the singing, I want to be the best song leader I can for God. It means I'm going to start preparing myself. I want to learn how to lead. I want to learn how to keep time. I'm going to go through the song book and songs I don't know. I'm going to put effort into learning them because I'm committed. I'm consecrating my service to the Lord. Sunday school teachers, I don't feel real inspired today, but I'm committed to it. I'm going to be there diligent. I've got a class to teach. Service is going on. I'm going to be in service, committed to the work of God. When I go to work and I'm under the influences of the world and I go to school, I'm going to be committed that I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to dress modestly. I'm going to have a spirit of love and forgiveness and gentleness. I want people to see Christ in me. Not just at Monarch when we can put on our nice clothes and we can raise our hands and be stirred by emotion. But when we get back to the mundane, when we get back to the things of life where not much is going on and just regular life, Lord, I'm going to stay committed and I'm going to stay diligent. May the Lord bless us this morning, because if we observe the wind, we're not going to sow. If we look at the clouds, we're not going to reap. If we wait for a convenient time, we're not going to do the work that God wants us to do. But this is about diligence. It's about commitment, and it's about duty. There's a job that needs to be done. Do I feel like it? No. Let's do it anyway. Well, the Lord talked to me a couple weeks ago. Today, I don't really feel that moving of the Spirit. Why do we need the moving of the Spirit today in that same thing that He already moved last week on? So let's maintain our commitments to the Lord. You young folks, if the Lord's talked to you about what you've been listening to, or what you've been looking at, stay committed. Be diligent. Next week when you're tired and you get home from work or school and just kind of don't have a lot going and you want to fall back into the old pattern, I want to encourage you, be diligent. Be steadfast. Do you know, it's hard to get good volunteers. We've had a lot of people through the years say, I'll volunteer. I'll help out. And after about a day or a week or one little job, it's like, where'd they go? Where'd they go? Do you know the Lord doesn't want us to be like that in our work for Him? He wants us to put Him first, not just when we're moved. That's what duty is. We're going to bring this to a close here in just a moment. But have you ever noticed, have you ever had an event and you sent out invitations and the body put RSVP?
Yes.
In other words, can you let me know if you're coming? Because we want to be prepared, so please let us know. I have found that people aren't very good about RSVPing. Mm-hmm. And I've wondered, why not? I was heard someone recently, and they had an RSVP, but at the last minute, it's like, oh, I want to go now. Mm-hmm. It's like, why didn't you RSVP? It was because they were wanting to leave their options open. Mm-hmm. I don't want to commit to coming to your event, because if something else better comes up, I want to go do that. But at the last minute, if I feel like it, I'll show up. People that don't RSVP are usually have a fear of making a commitment. In other words, I want to leave my options open. I want to encourage us this morning, whether it's in your relationships with people, job, school, most of all in our walk with God, let's not be afraid of commitment.
Yes.
Let's be willing to commit to a duty, commit to what the Lord has for us to do, and give ourselves. Because people aren't knocking down the doors to work for the Lord. But there's a need for dedicated workers. Ministers that want to fill a position of leadership, but yet they want a title, but aren't willing to make a commitment. Sunday school teachers that want a title. Board members that want the title. There's duty that comes with it. There's commitment. If you're a trustee, you have a job to do. If you're a pastor, you got a job to do. There's duty. Responsibility. All of us have responsibilities. Let's be faithful to do it. Let's not be lax in this area of our life this morning. So in conclusion, in 1 Corinthians 4, he said, let a man so account of himself as of ministers of Christ and of stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 400 years of silence. Where's Simeon? Where's Anna? They're in the temple. They're serving God. They're being faithful. They're doing their duty. When the Lord comes back, there's a song that says, when he calls me, I'll be listening. Mm-hmm. When he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I might not get all the words just right. I was in Nigeria, I believe it was, a number of years ago, and I heard them singing this song. And maybe it's been sung this way in the U.S., but I really liked it. They said, when he calls me, I'll be somewhere, working for my Lord. In other words, I'm not just waiting for the big things, for the emotions to be high, for there to be a lot of synergy with people around me. But when the Lord calls me, I want to be found somewhere doing my duty, committed and diligent to the things of God. May the Lord bless each one of you with a wonderful day. The Lord has great blessings in store for us, but let's be diligent and faithful. Amen.